بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about believers. He said, Al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. He said, you get one believer who is strong, he is much more beloved to Almighty Allah than a believer who is weak. Thereafter he said, وَفِي كُلِّنْ خَيْرٍ. So just the fact that each one is a believer, that itself is lot. Meaning each one got goodness. But one who is strong, and normally what is called someone who is strong is called someone who is prepared. Because a person who is strong on the battlefield is one who went prepared for the battle. From before time he got ready. He prepared his weapons, he prepared his mind, he worked out exactly what has to happen, he looked at the signs. And another individual just walked. No matter how strong he was bodily, but if you walk into the trap, and you're getting attacked from behind, and you had made no arrangements, provisions, you will also get the reward of a martyr. You died in the battle. But that martyr who went out looking for the battle, there's a world of difference between the two. Where we are at the moment, at which junction, and what we see in front, a Nabi of his time had warned the people that the punishment of Almighty Allah is coming, I already. Because they were never ever bothered about Allah and punishment of Allah. The only thing they wanted was water. They were having droughts. So you're just looking for rain. It's like how me and you today, we're having a drought. A drought of electricity. So the only thing we're waiting for is to hear the government saying that Eskom has been saved. That's all. Their mind also was the same. They never look at anything further than that. That why is there problems in the world? Why is there conditions? What is happening? Why has an earthquake happened? Why is there so much of floods? For them it was one thing. When can the problems of this world come to an end? And their mind was never that perhaps this is only a sign of something else. So they saw clouds coming in the distance. And they said, Sahaba. Sahaba yawad seen means cloud is coming. They were going through droughts like what we are going through. Every day looking at the sky waiting, when is this problem going to lift? They said, Sahabatun tumtiruna. The cloud has come, rain has come. The Nabi of Allah said, بَلْ هُوَ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That what you are screaming about clouds of rain, he said, can you not see the punishment of Allah coming? So one group believed in the Nabi and they said, if punishment is coming, we need to get out of here. And the other group said that, no, this is what we're looking for, we need to get more into it. And the group that went walking into it, walked into destruction. The group that saw it and walked on its side, prepared for it, they went into the mercy of Allah. Today me and you are looking at the future. There are those who will be stuck on only waiting for when we will get sweet flowing water again in South Africa. When we will get good electricity in South Africa. When we will have no crime in South Africa. When everything will be peaceful like perhaps it was once upon a time in South Africa. And if someone says, beyond that are you looking for anything? They say, there's nothing beyond that. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about looking towards the future. He spoke about fitanun kaqita'i al-laylil muslimi. He said at the end, and he gave the signs to show what will be the end. The signs show that we are at the end. He said that at the end you're going to see darkness. You're going to see trials that are like parts of a dark night. He said it will be like a necklace that is cut. And one bead falls. And when that bead, the value of the bead has the amount of tension and worry in it. So when that bead falls to the ground and the woman screams, where's my bead? He said, while you're worrying of one bead, another one is also coming behind it. because the necklace is clutched. He said, when the necklace will open up and the beads will start falling, darkness after darkness after darkness. So during that time, whenever there's one period of darkness, what we call ESCOM, load shedding one, load shedding two, we always say it's a 2-hour issue. But what happens when they pull the hours? What happens when they say the thing is gone off, we don't even know where it's coming on? At that moment, everyone becomes worried. Which means 1-2 hours of darkness we can manage. And in the past, when the world saw 1-2 hours of difficulty, but when it was said, are you ready for calamity after calamity? Trial after trial, darkness after darkness after darkness. At that time, how our condition in preparing for the issues of this world are, I'm going to ask myself and you now, is that our condition in preparing for the issues of the year after? We understand that South Africa is in dark times. And we don't know whether there'll ever be light. One time I mentioned in a lecture that there's a sentence the president said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So someone said, problem is when I come to the end of the tunnel, there might be the glow but no electricity. So what light? So I change it slightly now. I said, we got 2 scenarios in this country. One is at the moment we got the globes but no electricity. I'm so scared by the time they get electricity, all the globes will be stolen also. They say, we got it now. You need 2 things to survive. One is the current and one is the globe that will carry that current. While we are having the load shedding, we need 2 things to survive. One is that appliance which will give us artificial light when light is not coming from above. The man says, make your own arrangements because at the time it's dark. Islam is when the light is bright throughout. It was like that, it's going to come like that again. There was going to be a time when clouds were going to come in front of the sun. This sun is called the light of Nubuwa. The light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No darkness can ever break the sun. But clouds have been allowed to come. When the clouds are there, we're still feeling the heat. That is why the Jummah crowd is there. We're feeling the heat, that's why the Eid crowd is there. But because there's clouds there, the sun is not shining on its fullest. That's why Fajr we little bit weak, Asr we little weak. But there is light in the world, there is heat in the world. During the time of darkness, everyone was told, make sure you get your own arrangements for load shedding. 2 things were going to be needed. One is the appliance. You had to get your own solar. You had to get your own, what is called, lights that can be charged during the day and help during the night. We had to get something. And the second is we had to make sure it's charged. We had to get the appliance and we had to make sure it's charged. If the lights go out and there's no appliance, that man is looking stunned. And he's asking everyone around, can you help me with lights? But we know when darkness comes, even your best friend on that day, neither in this world will be ready to say to you, take my generator. Because his wife got her own worries of samosas. And in the next world, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when crossing the Sirat, a man will say to his friend, give me some lights. And the individual will say, it's a walk, you have to walk on your own. Everyone will be looking for light on that day. One is the appliance, and one is, do you have charge? Because what happens if the individual comes with the appliance, and when the lights go off and he wants to put it on, and he already sees blinking on, off, on, off. You say, you never charged it. Never charged it. 2 things were needed for me and you going now towards the future. The government will try and sort out how much they can and we will make our arrangements for dunya. We will buy our lights no matter how expensive. We'll put our solar. We don't know whether they'll steal the solar before the lights. Whatever happens, man makes arrangements. So for deen, how much arrangements do we make? For dunya, we were told, go look for your own appliance. Go purchase it, pay for it. For deen, Allah in His kindness says, I will bring it to you. The appliance that was needed for us going into the darkest of times now, one was called a weekly charge. You charge once a week and it's going to pull you for 7 days and 3 days bonus, 10 days. Everyone says, I need that one. You charge it once and you give me 7 days light and 3 days bonus. And the same second is, that will be a daily charge. The weekly charge takes about 20 minutes, but it's pulling you 7 days plus 3 days bonus. And a daily charge is pulling you for the whole day. Weekly charge takes about 20 minutes. Daily charge takes about 3 minutes. You have to make sure you charge, but. And this light don't work where you can tell your wife, make sure you put it to charge. We'll have to charge ourselves, and they will have to charge theirself. Because as we walking in this world, everyone has to walk on his own. The child must charge. The old man must charge. The woman must charge. The child must charge. The man must charge. How will we charge? What must we charge? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the greatest fitan. From the time of Adam alayhi salam, he said, like the trial of Dajjal, there is nothing else. Greatest darkness is known as the fitan of Dajjal. After describing and Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood it. Then when they wanted to know how to survive through these dark times. So he would say to them, if I am alive during that time. Said, if I am alive during that time, then I will stand in front of all of you and understand what is the power of the light of Nubuwa. Meaning the darkness of evil will fall on my ummah. And one individual, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will just walk. And as he walks, this is called the sun. As he walks, every darkness will be repelled. He said, if I am there in that day, I will stand in front of all of you. He says, but if it happens that it opens up after I have left this world, then he said, then Almighty Allah is the one for every believer. Meaning no one's going to be left alone. But now how to get that help of Almighty Allah? He would mention two things. He would mention that Allah will suffice you with the pious amongst you. Allah will suffice you with the pious amongst you. This is a very unique wording of encouragement. And it's a unique honor for the pious of this ummah. That he put them as though he's saying, I am the master of this army. But oh my ummah, don't worry if I'm not here for the battle. I will appoint another general and he'll do the job also. What a word it was. You would have said, you a Nabi fighting the battle. A non-Nabi is going to survive. He said, Allah will suffice you with the pious. So the appliance is called the pious amongst you. And Allah was going to provide the appliance. Wherever you wanted to look, you will find someone that your heart will say, this man is a righteous man. That's the appliance. Now you'll have to purchase the appliance. The appliance comes for free. You have to go look for him. He comes looking for you. He will sometimes come to your town. Sometimes he'll invite you to his town. Sometimes there will be an ijtima and everyone will be told, the appliances are here, come and visit it. It will be made so open. The woman will say, how do I find the appliance? You say, if you can't go for the bayan will come to you. If you can't go for that lecture, the lecture will come. If you can't get the book will come. Said the appliance has been made freely available. But what happens after the appliance? Are you ready to charge? Are you ready to charge your battery? What the pious Almighty Allah has made it that me and you need to find the pious. And after finding the pious, which is the appliance of light in the times of darkness, it is to sit in their company. Because if you don't put your appliance to charge, you can later on say, my grandfather was a very pious man. But it will be said, but what happened to me and you? He said, we just never charged. How much must we charge in the company of the pious? Even once a week. Once a week to listen to the lecture of any alim of Islam. Any person who your heart is inclined to. The Jummah lecture was known as the once a week lecture. Because once a week it's more than enough for the heart to get a charge. But as life carried on, we forgot the Arabic language, so we never knew what the khutbah is. Then there was a need for the bayan before the khutbah. Then time came where people started not coming for the bayan. Or that person who came, he was tired. But when a man needs charge for his phone, you ever saw how he goes looking? How he looks at the phone every few minutes to see, am I getting charged? If it's not finished and his wife saying, you're not coming for breakfast, lunch, supper. It can be tandoori there on the kitchen, he's worried of his charge. But me and you, we stopped looking at our charge. Then the day the thing needs current, we haven't got that current. Appliance is the pious. How much we have to charge once a week? Second appliance that was mentioned which needs once a week charge, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned again the day of Jumu'ah. That is why Jumu'ah was known as a day when you off. In the world it was, Jumu'ah is not the day to work. Unfortunately that changed also. Jumu'ah was a holiday, not to make holiday party, it was a day to charge. Charge up for the rest of the week. People would come from far to sit in the company of one scholar. They would be there from 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, some would be there from Fajr time. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who comes early, Allah is giving him the reward, like he has given an huge animal in sadaqah. So happy he is. He said, the one that comes, he took his bath, he put on his itar. Allah becomes so happy for every step he takes for the Jummah. Allah elevates already. He gets the sawab of 1 year of fasting, 1 year of performing. So Allah is so happy. Why? He had that worry, Jummah is my day to charge. Then Jummah became a working day. Allah's kindness, at least until today, so much we have and Allah let it stay. At a certain time on Jummah we stop. We say business now stops. And I never knew that after COVID I will visit people who would say to me, you know, one of the benefits of COVID is it taught us that we can make Jummah in our shop. I said, what you talking about Jummah in the shop? He said, it was very hard to close in the past. Then we learned in COVID, you can make Jummah with 3 people. So he says, up till now, my boss says, we're not going to go out. We just close the doors. Lunch is already ready. He says, I'm making the khutbah. He phoned me to ask, you got a bayan for me? I said, since when you giving bayan? He said, I started now after COVID. I said, how can you give bayan in the shop? He said, my boss don't want to go for Jummah. He asked, is it not permissible? Is it not allowed? I said, you don't want to charge even once a week. Once a week you're not ready to charge your battery, soon you're going to go flat. Which came on the day of the man who doesn't come for 3 Jumu'ahs. Allah creates a darkness that envelopes his heart. There's no charge. First one was find the company of the pious. It was meant for the day of Jumu'ah. But now any time in the week, listen to one alim's lecture. Second on the day of Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf. The whole surah is 20 minutes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on that day, the day of Qiyamah, the surah will give us so much light from where the man stands to Makkah Mukarramah. The entire area will be lifted up. Entire, that's that day. In this day, he said, for 7 days, wherever he walks, he will be surrounded by spiritual light. From his feet till the sky, spiritual light. He said, if the devil comes in front, the Dajjal comes in front of him also, he will not be able to harm him. He says, how Allah made the fire cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah will make the trials of the Dajjal easy for this individual. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire, he smiled in the fire. People looked at him and said, amazing you are, this person in the world of darkness, he will be smiling in that fire. When the fitan gets hot and burning, and that's what we're going, I'm going to be thrown in that fire, you're going to be thrown in that fire. If we can't run away from the fire, make sure we become an Ibrahim before being thrown in the fire. We'll have to fall in that fire and smile and tell everyone around that I have been taught how to ward off darkness. You also learn it now. When darkness is coming in front, we'll have to prepare, get our charge once a week, Jummah. 20 minutes it takes. If we can't give the whole surah 20 minutes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his kindness, he says, give me time for 10 ayat of the surah. One narration, he even mentioned 3 ayat of the surah. It's like, I'm begging you, if you can't make full charge, make half a charge, make quarter charge, make some charge. Fast charge. And as for the daily charge, it is called, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. When the Sahabi came and said, I came and it was very dark. That word dark made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam think about, what about dark times? Immediately he said, read, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. It only takes 3 minutes. He says, Allah will save you from everything. And everything means every evil that is coming in front. You have put your lotion on your body and now you're ready to walk into everything. But we'll have to charge. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us as we're making every day our arrangements. And why this advice is going to be sitting the next time I go and you go to charge our lights, to say load shedding is at what time. At that time I will ask myself and you will ask myself, as I'm putting this to charge, did I charge for my spiritual light also? At least at that time say, did I read Surah Kahf this week? Did I read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq? Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas? Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.